This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Good to have you here.
Joy 94.9, the Asian Public Service with James, Kane and Mitch. Here's Kane Lee with the Asian Pop News Update.
Hello, Kane Lee here with the Asian Pop Experiment's Asian Pop News. The Korean pop industry is in crisis mode this week with the news of CEO of Open World Entertainment being arrested on alleged charges of sexual harassment. The agency that represents The Boss, X5 and Junjin has been thrown into chaos. The CEO was arrested on April 10th by undercover investigators for allegedly sexually harassing, assaulting and raping his agency's artists and trainees. Reports to investigators were filed a month earlier and officials have been working on the case since then, interviewing over 20 victims and testifiers, gathering further evidence on the case. Police have gathered what CCTV footage they could, and officials stated, "We've been receiving countless reports that the CEO was using his high position to regularly sexually harass and assault his trainees. Further information on the case can be found at allkpop.com."
Runners-up of the 2011 Korean talent show Superstar K3 on the Mnet network Busket Busker are this week's dominating Korean pop charts. The indie band, most famous for their runner-up performance on the television series, have made big waves on the Mnet singles chart this week, with 11 of the top 30 tracks going to the boys. The group suspended activities from November 14th till December 10th last year, but have recently taken part in a round of concerts, being the Superstar K3 Top 11 Tour Concert. The group are enjoying the success of their new album with the track Cherry Blossom ending this week at the top of the chart. Meanwhile, the Japanese Oricon singles chart is filled with the usual surprises. Six of the top 10 songs are debut entries this week. Find out which songs are number one on the J-pop chart when I go through the number ones this all over Asia tonight.
Japanese rock band Bees have reached yet another milestone. This week, the group is celebrating the release of their 50th single, Go For It Baby. Released on April 4, the single has sold 143,000 units in the first week. Along with their recent success, Bees has also topped the Oricon single weekly ranking 46 consecutive times since 1990. The band has had their singles top this ranking for a total of 63 weeks and is now tied with female pop duo Pink Lady for the historic record of having their single in the first place for the longest time.
And finally this week on Asian Pop News for the Asian Pop Experiment, Korean boy group SHINee have voiced their opinions on having to wear makeup on TV. Now, one of the band members said, "No matter how busy you are, thorough face exfoliation is crucial to maintaining healthy skin." He went on to state that he had tried smoky-eyed makeup for the first time, and on removal of the makeup, he was very embarrassed. SHINee member Key contributed to the discussion, saying, "Without wearing product, his eyes are far too far apart, and he looks rather plain." That's this week's Asian Pop Experiment, Asian Pop News Update. More on the show next week. You're on Joy 94.9 with Jace,
Mitch
and Kane.
And thanks for joining us. You can text us anytime on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.